Hello. I'm calling the next session in to order, and I would like to name Dave Fields as the parliamentarian pro tem. Thank you. Simone Nearwood, Chair, Elections Committee, and I'd like to ask. I'd like to ask for unanimous consent.
You don't need any consent, just as a report.
Oh, actually, I'd like to present the report dated May 11th for the new slate of the 2026 election. With that being the case, I'd like to open the floor for nominations. Holder of the chair. Any other nominations? I'd like to move. I move acclamation. Any objections? With that being the case, did I see an objection? With that being the case, I'd like to thank and welcome our new chair, Tom Plummer. Thank you.
All right, the next step is to nominate, where did Dave go? Oh, there you are. I would like to ask Dave Fields to be, whatever your title is.
Whatever it is. I've been trying to figure it out for years.
Yeah.
Okay, deputy chair.
Right, so now we're moving to judge. Are you deputy holder of the chair?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore, okay.
Not for 40 years.
Not for 40 years. So now we're going to move on to deputy holder of the chair. And nominations for this?
Hello,
greetings,
Steve. In coming
response
to the president, I would like to nominate
Elizabeth Alvarado
as deputy holder of the chair.
Yeah, are there any other nominations? I move acclamation.
All right. So we move for acclamation.
Any objections?
Any objections?
It's approved.
Approved.
Secretary.
All right. The next. All right. The next position is secretary.
I would like to nominate myself as the secretary.
Any nominations?
Are there any other nominations?
I move acclamation.
Move for acclamation.
Any objections?
Any objections?
It's
approved. Executive committee, 1 year terms.
Faculty first.
Faculty first.
Okay. Can I ask a question? I'm new here, and exactly what are we voting for right now? Because
executive committee.
Executive committee. I heard that. I am sitting at $4 or $5 million. So, how the nominee board? Is someone nominate, or you could self nominate? And what is the role of executive committee? I would like to know that first.
So the Executive Committee duties. In accordance with Section 6, Part B of the Academic Senate Charter, A, they shall be responsible for proposing agenda for all Senate meetings in accordance with Article 5, Section 5 of the Senate bylaws. B, shall act for the Academic Senate between regular meetings subject to review by the full Senate. C, shall be responsible for planning, obtaining, and allocating the Senate budget. D, shall have authority to declare vacancies on Senate committees in accordance with the bylaws. E, shall resolve challenges pertaining to Senate committees in accordance with Article 7, Section 13 and 23 of the bylaws, shall review all committee reports prior to placing them on the agenda. That's an important one. shall make such recommendations as it deems necessary for the Academic Senate. 9 voting, 2 non-voting. Voting membership shall be in accordance with a section of the charter that's named.
So there are 5 open faculty seats.
Right, so there are 5 open faculty seats.
I have to take nominations.
So.
How often the executive meeting will meet and how long?
Every month.
Every month. In addition to the meeting
gap. Yes.
Yeah. It's in preparation of this meeting. It sets the agenda for the academic center.
About an hour.
For doing that in the finance department, I'd like to nominate Elizabeth Green to the executive committee.
Any other nominations?
Are there other nominations? Were you going to?
Kevin Ferguson, Department of English, I'd like to make 2 nominations. 1 to the executive committee is Carrie Girl, and the other is Emily Jurevsky.
Any further nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Sorry, how many committee members do you need? And is that a committee will be the one deciding how often or when?
Not how often. It's a set agenda, okay. A set calendar. It sets the agenda for the academic senate, though.
One more nomination.
Are there any other nominations?
I'm using. Move acclamation for the slate.
Was there another
comment?
Yeah.
Move acclamation for this.
All right, so I move for acclamation.
Any objections?
For those nominations. Any objections?
Good.
Okay.
Student seat.
Now, the student nominations?
There's 1 seat.
1 seat.
I'd like to nominate Diane for the student.
Are there any other nominations?
I move acclamation.
I move for acclamation.
Any objections?
Any objections?
Same. Approved.
Approved.
Okay, Committee on Committees. Nominating Committee.
Now we're going to go to the Nominating Committee. Holder of the Chair of the Nominating Committee. Are there any nominations?
Tina Pagano, Mathematical Sciences, I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay.
For which seat? At large or the division? Okay. Any more nominations?
Right. Are there any other nominations?
I have 2 more. I have a faculty nomination for education for Sun Yixin and a student nomination for education for Zimmerman's.
Student nominations aren't up yet.
Yeah, the student nominations aren't up yet. Are there any other faculty nominations?
Can I nominate myself?
Yes.
Okay. You have to go to the from my computer.
Yeah.
Which division? It's being recorded. It's recorded.
Hi, I would like to nominate myself, Jim Shaw, from the department. You know, as service at a college at Watch. Is that what we call?
Which division did you name?
Yeah, which division? I didn't understand.
I am from the accounting department of
information
system.
Social
science.
Social science. Okay.
As it should be a school business for some
time. Let's take the at large because the social sciences.
Additional nominations? Oh, sorry.
Yes, Anthony Malagan from philosophy. Nominate Ari Vizilas.
What? So for the same, so we have 2 people for the at-large seat, so we're going to have to do a vote, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
They can each speak. They can each
speak.
You can, you were also running against someone else, so if you want to speak, you can say something about yourself and convince us to vote for you.
All right, can I talk then?
And is the person you nominated here? No. You're speaking first.
So I'm Jin Shao. I've been in this college for 14 years, just won the President's Faculty Service Award. And I'm a certified corporate accounting and certified digital accounting and certified global accounting. And I'm also sitting on a board for $30 million, $5 billion asset under management. So I do have 30 diversified leadership teams and as well as so I'm also a faculty advisor to OSC, the Institute of Management Accounting Student Chapter, which has become the largest student chapter at the East Coast. So I have service experience and service student and understand the need of the combined industry teams forces that I
need. And I wasn't prepared to speak for her, and I'm not sure I'm supposed to speak for her. The associate professor of philosophy, and she served on the committee before, so pretty much what I can say at the moment. We're going to vote with your placards.
You do one first and then the next.
So the first, we'll vote first for Sari Kisilevsky.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Hold your cards up.
That's for herself. Yeah, she's... The next vote is for Jing Xiao.
Jing Xiao. Okay, 21. We'll have to hold it over.
We'll have to hold it over.
There's no election. They want to talk again. You can, but you're not going to. There's enough people in the room. There's just 31. There was 21 and 10. Actually, there's more because you were two. But there's no election. No one got 31 votes.
No one got 31 votes, okay. So what is the next step?
We'll hold it into the fall.
So in the fall, we'll hold another election? All right, so we're going to have to hold another election in the fall for that.
So the student seats now. The student seats.
All right, so now we move to the student seats.
McDonald, Mathematical Sciences. I nominate Kizia Prince for the seat for the student seat of education.
Are there any further nominations?
Move unanimous consent for that person.
All right, so move unanimous consent.
Any objections?
Any objections?
Okay.
Okay.
We're done.
That's it.